Now, I come down to the Father's side here at verse 10. And will you notice the Father's side of the apostles' ministry? He says, ye are witnesses. Now, he's talking about to them about something they know. This is the way Paul was. Ye are witnesses, and God also, how holily and justly and unblameably we behaved ourselves among you that believed. Now let's look at that. Holily. That means there was a careful discharge of his duty to God. Now that's holy living. And justly was a careful discharge of his duty to man. Paul had a duty to God. He had a duty to man. And he discharged both of those. Now, we're living in a day when I hear so much about dedicated Christians. I think I've said this before. I say it again, and I'm probably going to say it several more times. I'm a little weary today of so-called dedicated Christians. Every now and then, a young man says to me, I'm a dedicated Christian. And where he works, the man he works for tells me he's the laziest young man he's ever seen. My friend, if you're going to live a holy life, you're going to live that life to God. You don't watch the clock, you watch God. And you don't work when the boss is around, you work all the time because God's always around. A holy life. And you're not dedicated. Oh, I know, you went down front in a service and somebody prayed over you and you shed a few tears and now you say you're dedicated. I want to know what your boss thinks of you. I want to know what your teacher thinks of you. Are you lazy? Then you're not dedicated. You're lazy. And they're not the same thing. Paul says, we walked holily before you. We lived all the time in the presence of God and justly. Then he says, unblameably. And that means no charge could be maintained against the apostle and his companions. Now, that doesn't mean they didn't charge him, because they did, and they didn't blame him, but the charge wouldn't stick. You know, you can have things said about you. The important thing is make sure they're not true. And that's all Paul is saying, is unblameably, that no charge against him would stick, because he maintained life, he and his companions, and a holy life does count, therefore, you see. How you live hasn't anything to do with your salvation. Sure, it may have everything to do with the salvation of somebody around you, because they probably are watching you.